forgiveness perception, which can maybe help us to deal with difficulties in life, difficult people, people who don't behave the way we expect them to, ourselves who don't behave the way we expect us to. Do you ever have that feeling that you're not behaving the way you'd really like to be because of maybe a lack of sleep, too many pressures, not enough support, so many different reasons, a lack of mindfulness maybe, or the weather, whatever it might be. It is conditioned, it isn't your fault, but sometimes just giving that little bit of understanding and forgiveness can be very helpful. So in that way, actually, forgiveness is linked to an understanding of conditionality. Yeah, if we actually understand that people behave the way they behave the way we behave, other people behave the way they behave due to all the different causes and conditions working upon them internally and externally, then it's much easier to find forgiveness, because you're actually not forgiving a person. You're forgiving conditions. You're forgiving a set of conditions, or if you like, a particular constellation of what we call the five khandhas. Five khandhas being the body, the feelings, the perceptions, the reactions or mental formations, and our consciousness. We're forgiving that particular, it's not ours, right? Just consciousness. We're forgiving that particular constellation that's manifesting at any given time. So this way it becomes much less personalized, much less personal, and more about making peace with the way things are, with the way things manifest according to nature, right? When we talk about causes and conditions, we're just talking about laws of nature, the way things unfold. And many of those causes and conditions are beyond our understanding and beyond our ability to influence. But what we can do is meet them with kindness, meet them with a sense of forgiveness and gentleness, so that we don't add suffering to suffering that's already there. So let's see how we go. So anyone here for the first time? Yes, KD. So I don't know what your name is or whether you like to be referred to as KD. How about we do a small check-in? We actually didn't do that part yet. I'll try not to read names because we're already recording this. But let's have a small check-in. You can say where you're calling in from and how you're feeling. How you're feeling means what are you noticing? In other words, something direct, something experiential, not something conceptual like good or bad. Okay, something you actually can notice and observe. So I am feeling run down, but bright somehow, clear somehow. Are we going to do a quick go around here? Manoi, you'd have to speak up a bit.
I feel happy.
Happy. And
A little tired and also bright, energetic.
Yeah. That's how?
Achy.
Sorry?
Energetic.
Energetic in a whisper. And Macy.
No, I'm very happy to be here. Calm. Also tired, but calm and calm. But yeah. Sort of expansively calm somehow.
Oh, calm, expansively calm. And we have the group. That the forgiveness theme is extremely timely, probably always is, right? Always need some forgiveness in our lives. So I won't read names because we're recording already. So a bit rough with a cold. We have warm good morning from Germany. I wonder if it's actually warm. It's raining here. Grateful and blessed after yesterday's Sutta discussion. A lot of empathy for those who don't have all these blessings. How fortunate that I can join you in the Metta meditation. Hi from Dublin, feeling still. Hi from Germany, feeling in love with the birds. Oh, hi from the Netherlands, noticing dissatisfaction and irritation. So we can also forgive our emotions, right? Not only human beings, but also feelings. Feeling unforgiving, that's very honest. Thank you for your honesty. You can forgive the fact that you're not yet ready to forgive. Perhaps you can have intentions to forgive if you're not able to do it straight away. From Chalbury, a bit gloomy but pleased to be here. From Switzerland, still recovering from a cold but uplifted to be here. Good morning from rainy morning in Berlin. Yes, it can be good and rainy. Moo, Sydney, light landed. Moo is a name or moo means something? Does it mean something? I know there's these different words for feelings these days. Like, isn't there one like meh? That's different, right? Feel may or may. Anyway, I'm not a teenager, so I don't know. Hi from Mauritius. Physical tiredness, mentally energetic and inspired. Relaxed from Brighton. Hi from Cirencester. Very calm. That's awesome, even in sickness. Morning from Cornwall. Sitting with both anxiety and a sense of calming. Beautiful. From Ireland, full and wanting some internal space. Warm wishes from Dubai, energetic and calm. Physically and emotionally tired, somehow refreshed in the mind this morning for being here. Hello from France, feeling foggy in the mind but fine. Bridport, sad from visiting a dying friend yesterday. Oh. Hi from Radley, a bit groggy and glad I came. Excellent. Wow, there's a lot of people here. So it's taking some time to go through this. Hi, dear friends, coming from Misty Guildford, calm and ready for Metta. That's why we do this, to really rev you up. It's like, come on, with the Metta. Frankfurt, looking forward to practicing forgiving ourselves and others. Moo is a nickname. Excellent. It's a lovely nickname. Hi from Belgium, feeling low energy, grateful to be here and a tad anxious. And hello from Poland, feeling tired and body sore, but happy to be with you. And we have 30 people. That's fantastic. Plus another 6 here. So fantastic. Imagine all of us spread throughout the world. Not as far as Australia today, but pretty far. Sending metta, sending forgiveness. It's going to affect our immediate environments. And perhaps we can spread that metta so it kind of meets one another, so we can shed this kind of beautiful net of loving thoughts and forgiveness across the world. All right. So let's just take some time to settle ourselves in our bodies. So please have another sip of water or adjust your cushion, lean against a wall, or whatever you can do to make yourself as relaxed as you possibly can, so that this is a treat for you, not an ordeal. Oh, Shell. It is our Shell. Fantastic. Nice to see you. And maybe just allow yourself some full breaths to begin. And really noticing how it feels to breathe in deeply. Perhaps energizing the mind, perhaps just allowing the energy to relax on the out-breath. How does the out-breath feel? Really let it out with a sigh if you wish. Immediately makes me want to yawn. With the out-breath, just landing that little bit more deeply into the body, feeling the ground, feeling yourself rooted on the ground, supported by the ground, or maybe the chair, the backrest. Noticing your legs or your feet on the ground. And allowing those lower parts of your body to really let go of any tension. as though there were little roots connected to your legs or feet, going down into the earth, through the floor, through whatever you're sitting on, down into the earth, and the tension can just drain down through those roots. Whilst keeping you firm and steady. Allowing the out-breath to help with this perception. Gradually moving further up the body, allowing belly to relax. Any tightness, anxiety, tension in the belly to also drain down through your buttocks, through your legs, into the ground. The earth that never complains, just holds. Allowing your chest to expand again with the in-breath, just noticing that. And with the out-breath, letting go of any tension in the chest area, allowing it to drain down. Soaking into the ground. The shoulders. Just notice my shoulders were hunched. Yours may be too. So just intentionally loosening up the shoulders if you need to, rolling the back and allowing gravity to relax those shoulders along with any tension. Once again, downwards into the ground. The energy moving down through the spine, from the neck down to the tailbone. Feeling the feelings in your shoulders and down through your arms, allowing your arms to be heavy, to succumb to gravity. The tension draining down so your fingers are light. Finally, the head. Noticing your head. Any feelings of cloudiness, heaviness, maybe energy, maybe dizziness in the head. Just imagine all that energy slowly draining down through your face, through your spinal cord, nervous system, all the way down through the body. And once again into the ground. So your energy is rooted, connected, and held. And in the same way that we're allowing all karma to subside physically, tensions to gently seep away. In the same way, we can offer our mind the opportunity to let go of all hurts. To let go of resentment or stress. By beginning with a little bit of forgiveness. So just allowing your awareness to rest gently in any part of the body that feels fairly grounded and at ease. Anywhere it's comfortable to rest. And see if you can connect with your emotional world. How are you feeling right now? Can you connect to that with empathy, with compassion for yourself, for your feelings, for whatever you're going through? Recognizing that. These are all changing conditions. Not me, not mine. Not a self. Nothing permanent, nothing essential in there at all. And with a lot of gentleness, you might want to just gently connect to some words of forgiveness. Whatever I've done, intentional or unintentional, knowingly or unknowingly, by body, speech, or mind. May I forgive myself. And this is not a demand, this is just a beautiful intention, a suggestion to the mind. Just allowing that space. Staying close to your mind, to your heart. Staying embodied. Noticing any effect of giving yourself the chance to forgive. Yourself. This itself is an act of loving kindness. See if you can sense that intention, that beautiful attitude of loving kindness towards yourself. You'll wish yourself well in whatever words you wish to use, or imagery, feelings, sentiments. May I be free from any resentment. May I truly be kind to myself. Using your own words and just pausing between each phrase to allow the loving kindness to sink deeper and deeper into the heart and expand the heart. Whatever my shortcomings, whatever my mistakes, may I forgive myself and extend love and kindness, wishing myself well. Unconditionally. And include the whole of yourself, your body with all its sicknesses or energy, lack of energy. Your emotions, your patterns, your habits, whatever you experience right now. Extending this beautiful, forgiving, loving kindness to every part of yourself. And if you find some areas of life, maybe a disease or behavior, you find it's difficult to forgive some parts of yourself, just leave them aside. Later, intending to forgive when the time is ripe. If this is nourishing for you, you can continue for the whole session to just continue spreading love, spreading forgiveness to yourself. Or if you feel ready, you can offer forgiveness to others. If there's anyone I've hurt, intentionally or unintentionally, knowingly or unknowingly, by my deeds of body, speech, or mind, I seek forgiveness. I acknowledge my mistake. I forgive myself and seek forgiveness from anyone I've harmed in any way. Be very, very gentle, very forgiving with yourself. As you seek the forgiveness from anyone you've harmed. Noticing how this feels, whether there's any resistance or perhaps sadness or maybe an opening, maybe some relief. Staying embodied and just offering this beautiful gift of forgiveness. Without expecting anything in return. Allowing the mind, allowing yourself to be humble and to recognize those things you've still to learn. I'm a human being who makes mistakes. Maybe my behavior, even when well-intentioned, has unexpected impacts. We can always ask forgiveness. and be ready to change. Allowing your loving kindness to spread to anyone you may have hurt or harmed. Maybe an animal. And finally, if you feel ready, bringing to mind maybe someone you've yet to forgive, feel resentment towards in some smallish way. Just go gently, don't bite off too much at once. Someone you feel ready to learn to forgive. Maybe whole groups of people. Someone close or someone far. And offer them your forgiveness or your intention to forgive. Whatever you've done, intentionally or unintentionally, knowingly or unknowingly, my body, speech or mind that's hurt or harmed me. Maybe directly, maybe indirectly. I offer my forgiveness to whatever extent is possible right now. Or perhaps simply offering your intention to forgive. And please don't make this the most difficult person in your life. Someone that you feel the possibility of forgiving. Taking care of yourself in the process, forgiving yourself for however much forgiveness is there right now. Recognizing that those who hurt us, those who hurt others, those who hurt the environment are acting from delusion, from fear. Those who deliberately harm, who are cruel, hateful, really hurting themselves, creating so much misery for others and for themselves for countless lives. They don't have a clear conscience. They can't sleep well at night. They don't know what love is. Can we forgive them? Can we wish them well? Wish them healing? Even wish them love? Remember, If something feels too difficult, just take a step back. Maybe choose someone who is at your own in very minor ways. Practice your forgiveness there. Or practice that forgiveness to yourself. And finally, allowing these thoughts, and wishes, intentions of forgiveness and care to spread to all beings. Recognizing that all beings in their lives cannot help but cause some amount of harm to someone somewhere. But there's also so much good. Just forgiving ourselves as human beings, still unenlightened, still driven by greed, hate, and delusion, yet also with this incredible capacity for love, compassion, wisdom, and peace. May we all learn forgiveness for ourselves and one another. Forgiveness for ourselves as part of the human race. Forgiveness to all beings, beings in the animal realms, beings suffering in the hell realms, the hungry ghosts. Beings in the higher realms, also not perfect. Wishing all beings unconditionally well. Allowing the heart to expand, to be soft, to be boundless, including many living beings. Maybe including beings who've already passed away. Beings yet to come. Even forgiving this whole samsaric existence. Subject to suffering. And recognizing there is a way out. Part of that way is forgiveness. acceptance and making peace. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe buddha, sabbe pugala, sabbe atta bhava pariyapanna, sabbaitiho, sabbe povisa, sabbe ariya, sabbe anaviya, sabbe deva, sabbe manusa, sabbe vinipadika, avivahontu, abhyapajahontu, anigahontu, sukhiyatanam parihavantu, dukkham bhunjantu, yadalada sampatito, bhave gacchantu. Kamasaka. Very gently, in your own time, if you wish, you can do the three big sadhus. Sadhu. You're allowed to smile. Sadhu. Sadhu. Very good. Yeah. I see some of you are stretching extra, like me included. Wonderful. That's quite a courageous practice, isn't it? It's like just opening up that possibility. Can open up a lot for some people, maybe. But even if it just opens up that possibility, it's allowed to forgive, allowed. Give yourself. It doesn't mean you're gonna it doesn't mean endorsing bad behavior, but it does mean lightening your heart and being able to move forward with a bigger perspective. Oh, had you in tears. That's excellent. I did expect a few tears. I don't know, anyone else? A few tears? Yep. Someone else also. Good. I always think when the eyes cry, it's like the softness coming out. Sometimes it can be the resentment coming out or just the holding things in. Sometimes it's like the love comes out through the eyes. The joy comes out. It's quite nice. And apparently tears have cortisol in them. They release cortisol. So they actually do take some of the stress hormones out of our bodies, which is great. The Burmese chant at the end touches you so much, reaches the tears very deep. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, sometimes we bury our tears. We don't even know that we've done it. That's lovely. I mean, it's a very moving chant for me too, because as I've said many times, I'm sure that connects me to my teacher in Burma. Actually, my friend Raisi, who's here, she's been there too, and met Sayadaw. And I don't know if you remember that little chant in the morning before the alms.
Well, I saw
it every day. Yeah. Any comments, questions, complaints? And also, Ajahn Brahm only has those three. We have compliments too. Four C's. Of course, questions, not really a C. I felt a sense of gratitude. Excellent. Getting more connected with the awareness and recognizing everyone's search for contentment through identity. Interesting. Yeah. Any words from anyone? It's lovely to hear people's voices. So, Elvira, haven't heard from you for a long time. Warm welcome. Nice to see you.
Hi, Aya. Beautiful to see you again. I have a question, and this is a depressed mind that is asking this question. My depression was also influenced by just listening to sutta discussions and like hearing about this immense suffering that's like for decades, millennia, eons, etc. That's so that's all laying very heavy on me. And a few days ago, I listened to one of your sutta discussions, and you said something like, if someone is reborn in the heavenly realm, then they may fall down really, you know, even to hell realms, etc. And that kind of turned something in my mind, and like, I don't want to do that. Probably the human realm is quite good to, you know, hear. And I'm very anxious about, you know, the future lives. And maybe I will not hear the Dhamma. Maybe, you know, like there's a lot of mess going on right now. So I just wanted to say it out loud in this group, because it's the only group where I don't say sound crazy. And like your thoughts on that. And it kind of makes me go back a little bit to... maybe I do want to dress up a bit nicer. Maybe I will want to, you know, some humanly things that previously I was repulsed by. And just this switch that I don't want to be reborn in something very high so that I don't fall.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, and I can really appreciate the anxiety. I mean, the connection with suffering that you have is real. But, you know, of course, it's not only suffering that's there in the world. Despite the suffering, people do incredible acts of sacrifice, of humanity, of care and kindness for each other, even for their enemies, even for people who've hurt them. So there's a lot of goodness in the world. But I think you're right about the human realm being probably the best place to practice the Dhamma. And, you know, we can talk about the Deva realms and about Devas falling from those realms. We don't really know that for sure. I mean, I think that is there in the suttas. You know, it's very clear that Devas haven't become fully enlightened. So there may be some old karma that's still going to arise. But, you know, it's not a cause for fear. I think if you've made it this far to the human realm and you're hearing the Dhamma in this life, you're going to keep going, you know, you're going to keep hearing the Dhamma. Every single time you come to one of these meditations or a sutta class, you're hearing the Dhamma yet again. You're just creating such a strong conditioning in the mind that's going to eventually cut through all suffering. And even for Devas, they've done a lot of goodness in their lives. That's why they're in the Deva realm. So even if they have to fall from those realms still, they have that incredible good karma that's going to come back. So I actually think it's a very positive message. You know, the Buddha talks about us going through life after life and different conditions, more suffering, more happiness. But eventually, if you hear the Dhamma, the whole thing unravels. It just has to. If it didn't, there'd be no chance for anyone, because we're all, you know, kind of in the same boat. But people do get out. People do get out. And, you know, even people in today's world are making big steps on the path. So I think that includes everyone here. Yeah. So I want to give you a bit of a hopeful message. But yeah, as far as appreciating the human life in whatever way you wish to do that, great. Just stay within the precepts and make Dhamma important in your life. Yeah. The other thing about depression, you know, is that it's very good to have something meaningful you can do for someone else. And I know you do, because you have a little boy, right? And so see if you can really pour your love into whatever way you can serve, whatever way you can, you know, however you can help to make a good path for him in his life. Of course, you can't protect him from suffering and from pain, but you can facilitate good conditions that are going to nurture his growth. And so that's something amazing. Make sure you reflect on that and whatever other ways you serve. Yeah. Okay. I'll come to Buena and then I'll come back to the chat box. We only have a couple of minutes left. If anyone needs to go, that's fine as well. Yeah. Buena.
Thank you so much. Lots of metta to Elvira and everyone else here. I just wanted to share, it's actually something that you just said. The more I am finding myself able to contribute and serve others, the better my practice goes. Mm-hmm. And I'm observing this at the moment that I'm getting better meditations because I've had a few more opportunities to be of service. And also thank you for challenging me, because at the beginning of this meditation, I thought, wow, it's flowing so naturally. I'm able to forgive everyone. And then at one point, you mentioned someone who has hurt animals. And I realized I still have a lot of work to do to be able to fully forgive everyone.
Yeah. Super. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that you emphasized the your direct experience of the power of service on the practice, because it's part of the practice, right? It's no different. And it's great to practice these metta meditations, which encompass as many people as possible, because there are always blind areas. You know, in the early Buddhist texts, it often talks about just spreading metta in the different directions. But that's kind of the ultimate aim we're working towards. If we start with that straight away, there might be many places that we just don't see. So it's great. And the funny thing is, I don't think I actually mentioned someone who hurts animals directly. I just said animals too. But we pick up the bits that we need, you know, in these teachings, and that's really quite magical. That's really quite wonderful the way the Dhamma works. So yeah, thank you for that. So coming to the chat again, very deep and very beautiful. I notice how much easier forgiveness is for me now. Much gratitude to you and the Sangha. Really appreciate there was this option posed of offering the intention of forgiveness in the future and forgiving unforgiveness. Yeah. This is about being really gentle and respectful towards our own process and recognizing that we're all in that process. We're all in a process. We can't just skip from where we are to where we'd like to be. To be able to forgive all beings everywhere, forever and ever and ever, as Ajahn Brahm says, in the three time zones, past, present, and future. In other words, to forgive someone before they've even done something terrible, that's pretty high stuff. So, you know, offering the intention to forgive is really lovely. And it's just a way of helping the mind feel safe. Because when we're remembering people or systems or political leaders or so-called leaders, you know, you all know the crazy stuff that goes on in the world. It's very daunting. It's very scary. We might feel vulnerable even to more of that, right? We might feel we're somehow enabling or endorsing that. So we have to be very, very careful and gentle and keep ourselves in the picture. Respect your own process. Respect your own heart. Yeah. So lots of empathy there for Elvira. And yeah, I'm sure we've all been feeling the way you do at some point. And this is the incredible thing of meeting in a community. It sort of doesn't devalue or depersonalize in a way that it invalidates a person's experience, but it makes us realize that, you know, if this was one person, if all of us here, there's actually 38 people. If all of us were one person, we'd be just reflecting the different mind states that are possible for a human being, right? And that we all are going to experience at some point the different conditions that manifest. So I think we've lost that idea of collectiveness in Western countries, so-called, I don't know what you call them. They think they're not developing countries. I don't know. That's the problem, right? We're not developing. And actually, yeah, if we can connect more with community, it's much, much easier to understand that, yeah, we're just going through something at this time, which is impermanent, which will change, and which other people can identify with. Mm. Rejoicing in community, which we don't feel crazy, in which we don't feel crazy. Yes, 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 yes. Because the society will tell you you're crazy if you feel anything, right? Anything that stops you being economically productive, you know, for other people's ends. So yeah, no, it's crazy not to be crazy. It's crazy not to be a quirky, kind of unstuck human being. Right. Somehow it's easier to forgive others than myself. Isn't it often the case? Isn't it often the case that it's easier to send metta to others than ourselves? It's all connected, isn't it? Thank you for opening my heart. Oh, your heart is already pretty open. So yeah, it's just nice to connect with your heart again and with everybody here. Thanks to whoever let me back in. That was me, actually, because I think I was the only one sneaking a peek. No problem. I was sorry that you must have gone out for a bit. Hopefully not for too long. So, yeah. All right. So let's finish here. Yeah, these are the ways you can support us. There's messages in the chat. I think you're all familiar with that. So, and your support is through your practice. So thank you very much for your practice. And yeah, shall we wave goodbye? And goodbye from everyone in the room, I guess. It's a shame I don't have the camera, I'd turn it around, but some very lovely people here in the room. Do you want to say goodbye? You can unmute yourselves. It's nice to hear voices. Oh, thanks for the message for Ajahn Brahm's tour. He's coming in like 3 days. Actually, he'll be in the country this afternoon. But we'll see him on Monday. Yeah. Bye. What can I hear?
Bye, Venerable. Thank you.